This session is part of the Indie Author Fringe Conference, a three times a year author conference fringe to the major publishing fairs London Book Fair, Book Expo America, and Frankfurt Book Fair. The Indie Author Fringe is run under the stewardship of the Alliance of Independent Authors, is organised by writers for writers, and is free to attend. Let's see who's sharing self-publishing insights in this session.
Hello everybody and welcome to another great session from BEA. I am Orna Ross and I'm live here in the conference hall at BEA with Kinga Genetics from Publish Drive. Hi Kinga, welcome to Indie Author Fringe.
Hello everyone.
Delighted to have Kinga here in front of me because we've had lots of interesting conversations about book distribution through email and remotely, but it's our first time to actually meet up and chat. And Publish Drive is a partner member of Ally and a sponsor of the conference. So it's really great for us to meet and get to chat about this very interesting company. What Ally loves about Publish Drive, just for those of you who are not yet aware of the company, is that they are taking indie author books into places where they haven't been before. I think now 40 different countries?
Actually, it's more than 100.
100 different countries now and 400 stores.
Yes.
Yeah, 400 stores, 100 countries. So that is absolutely a wonderful reach, without a doubt. So can you kind of take us back to the beginning? How did Publish Drive actually come to be?
Yeah, so basically it came from the idea that we realized that publishing is quite a manual process if you actually not a geek person, you don't really, if you are not a tech-savvy person. So basically, when I published my own thesis, I actually went to Amazon, went to all these kind of platforms where I could publish my own book. And then I realized, okay, that was only three platforms what I tried out. And then it was so painful process. It was really not easy to do. And then with some of our university friends, we actually talked about, okay, what can we do in order to make this process much smoother and more intelligent as well? Because we could see that if you have different kind of accounts and different platforms, you will get a messy process in the end. You have to download all the sales reports differently. You don't understand what is going on with your books. And in addition, if you want to actually collect your money, sometimes you don't really reach the threshold either, the payment threshold. So basically we could see that, okay, there is some need where we actually can help authors to streamline their processes so they can focus on creating beautiful content instead of handling all the operational stuff. So we talked to publishers and authors as well afterwards, and then we started to develop our software, Publish Drive, which is already live since last year, since the London Book Fair, mid-April. And we already work with 400 publishers and authors as well, distributing 15,000 ebooks. So we are really keen on to have more authors joining us because it's really a big trend what we can see in terms of how authors can become small publishers themselves.
Fantastic. Now, obviously, a lot of our members are already distributing through similar, I think, aggregators like maybe Smashwords or Draft to Digital. How does Publish Drive compare to those?
So what we actually could get a feedback from our current customers, that they tried out different platforms. But in terms of the whole simplicity of our platform, they liked Publish Drive the best. And in terms of our new channels, they really liked that we tried to go to those areas as well, like emerging markets, where there is still a lot of opportunity about ebooks. And the other thing what they really like that we are reliable. So we are listed on Apple site as a trusted partner as well. And so basically in few hours your book can be published on iTunes, and you actually can track back all the links. You can see real-time sales data as well in our platform, so we are really transparent. You can see everything what is going on with your books if they are already published, and And that is what we actually enhance in our partnership with authors as well, so they can control everything and they can see what is going on with their books. We are very transparent in, and we want to be always like that and work in a partnership with all the authors who actually sign up and publish, right?
And can authors opt in and out? I know that a lot of our authors, although it is a bit of a hassle, and I include myself in this, like to go directly to Amazon and like to go directly to Apple and maybe a few choice others, but then want a distributor to, obviously we can't be reaching out to 100 different platforms.
Yeah.
And I presume growing, you're reaching out to more?
Yes. So basically in the platform itself, you can customize which store you want to go or not throughout publish, right? So you can anytime switch it off or switch it on the store you want to go. We actually could see that there were some authors and publishers as well who were in the beginning trying out only a few channels throughout PublishRive, and when they could see that, okay, it's working quite well, they actually just switched on the Amazon, the Apple Store and the others as well, because they were like, okay, it's much easier to have only one platform to sign in and have all the data, all the real-time sales analytics and everything, instead of going to all the channels differently and separately.
Sure, and how much do you pay for that as the author? So in other words, what percentage does PublishDrive take on top of the percentage that we would already be paying to Apple or Amazon?
So basically we take 10% cut after the net sales. So that is the only, let's say, cost, but it is not upfront cost. So you, as an author, don't pay for distribution. You just sign up at PublishDrive, upload your book in 60 seconds, for instance, and then when you sell well, then we actually take 10% cut after the net sales.
Wonderful. And just to talk a little bit more then, more generally about the selling of books, the distribution of books, do you have any tips for authors from, you know, what you've seen happening across all these different countries? Do you have any tips for our listeners as to how they might best reach readers in those disparate? Because, of course, it's one thing having it up on the platform. It's the challenge really is, how do readers know it's there? And, you know, what, first of all, what are you guys doing about that? And then what can authors do to help themselves?
Okay. So, yeah, definitely. That's why actually we built a new feature, which is like about real-time sales data. So as an author, you can see how well your book is performing at the given period. So basically you can see in the last few days how many copies were sold, and you actually can compare your marketing efforts to it as well. So if you know that you run a promotional campaign, for instance, then you can directly measure and immediately measure their results in the platform. And besides that, we actually give you some business intelligence and some idea about where you should promote your book and in which price range and in which store as well, because there are some surprises when it's about like which store is selling the best for your book. So there are a lot of people who say, yeah, Amazon will be the best, and in some cases no. So in some cases Google or another store is actually more dominant in that country.
I have to say we're seeing that more and more ourselves with our members, and that is definitely happening now, and that is a relatively recent trend, I would say.
And then basically when you can have this kind of idea in the platform itself, directly you can post it out to Facebook, to all your social media platforms, the link, what is actually the best selling at the moment when you actually sign into the platform. And besides these kind of business intelligence things, we do merchandising for the stores, such as Apple or Google, for instance. And what we do is we recommend titles to these stores. And because we can see that being on the front page, being featured in one of the sections, can really drive sales. And we have a really good partnership with all the retail stores and retailers, and that's why 95% of the cases they actually feature the titles what we suggested, and then you basically can see the results because they are selling quite well if they are featured on the front page. And as tips, in overall, I would really suggest to be active on social media. So when it's about book discovery, we could see that Facebook is really good for getting attention. You don't have to expect that it's directly converting as well to sales, because it's a longer process to get your book out and get some kind of buzz about it. But still, when it's about book discovery, a lot of people find new books throughout Facebook channel. And obviously, when it's about getting your book out to new readers, it's really important to have blog tours as well and build relationships with bloggers. We actually found so far that it is not like that you just send an email to a blogger and that's all. No, naturally. You have to really be active with them and interact with them on social media, share some quotes, and then build a relationship, and they can see that what kind of person you are. They can see that, hey, this is a cool author because they have very interesting thoughts and so on. And they will then read your book and they will write some reviews as well, which is really important, obviously, because that's what we could see, that if you have more reviews, then your sales will go well as well.
Does this apply on every platform? Because I know it's relatively easy to get reviews on Amazon because there is a real review culture there. Do you see differences in the different platforms in terms of how they respond to reviews, how much reviews are needed?
Yes, so actually we can see that, for instance, in Apple as well, if there are reviews and grades, they are really good for having more sales. And it is actually true for all the channels, because in 90% of the cases, when a reader comes to your store and they are browsing the book, they actually just see the reviews as well, and then based on the reviews, they make a purchase decision as well. So this is absolutely a must if you actually want to get more sales, to get more reviews too.
So it's a long game. You put your book out on the platforms, yes. You hope that you sell some, and then you hope to get some reviews. So it's something that happens over a period of time.
Yeah,
we're always saying to people, don't get into this if you think it's going to happen overnight.
Yeah, but what is actually really interesting, so we made a segmentation in our platform because we have publishers signed up and we have authors as well who we are working with. And we made a comparison between them, how many books they actually uploaded and what kind of sales they generated. And what was really interesting, that compared to how many books they actually uploaded, because obviously a publisher would have more books than an author, in the end, an author can sell as many books as well as a publisher if they actually uploaded a book. So
fantastic, that's very encouraging.
Yeah, so that's why you can see that the whole market is changing in a more independent and in a more entrepreneurial way, which is, I think, really good for the whole book industry. It happened to the music industry before, so I'm sure that we are on the right track and authors will get more successful. And in the platform, we could see that there are some authors actually who need help in terms of book conversion and creation. So that's why we thought that we will be we try to help authors, especially who actually right now listening to Author Fringe conference. So we give them a special promotion code. So if they sign up, then they will get a free book conversion, which is good for distribution, for commercial use as well. Because in some cases we could see that the normal conversion, what is actually a software can do, it won't be good for commercial purposes. So we have a team who is actually editing it, and it will be good for the big guys as well, like for Apple.
Fantastic. So editing as well as formatting. Did you say editing it or formatting,
formatting.
Yes, that's what I thought.
Formatting. Yeah.
Okay, and Jay will have put that up on our raffle copter. So if anybody is interested, just to have a look at the competition details just at the end of the post here. King, it's been fantastic talking to you. You mentioned as a last question, which isn't quite about authors so much as about Publish Drive,
You mentioned they're entrepreneurial, and you're obviously a startup business yourselves. And how are you funded? And, you know, what is your sort of plans for the, what's the 5-year plan and the 10-year plan? And do you have such a thing?
Yeah, basically, last year we went to an accelerator program in Estonia. So basically, we were staying there for 3 months, and we actually got some funding too. And but we are in a very, very good position because as a startup, we don't just burn money, we earn money as well. So because we already work with publishers and authors and they are selling books, so we have a constant revenue which is increasing month by month. And we are really interested to see whether the trend, what we actually could see so far, that 30% of the sales are coming from overseas will increase or not. Because we can see that there is more and more English language content in our platform at the moment, because we have like more than 15 languages, books in our platform, which is beautiful. So we sell like Turkish, and, French, German, Romanian, Russian, Vietnamese, so those kind of languages what you actually don't really think about at the first moment. And that's why it's really interesting that globalization of the whole ebook industry can happen with our technology. And for the next few years, we actually have plans to move forward. And actually, I am based in the States at the moment for a few months. And because we could see that there is a lot of interest from the States when it's about self-publishing. And we went to the Los Angeles Book Festival as well, which was amazing. So we could see so many authors who were actually exhibiting there. They had their own booth and they were really professional. So I really loved that kind of feeling there. And for the future, we actually have plans to increase our features for authors in terms of marketing. So we will have developments in our product where authors can have automated marketing solutions as well, and especially on new markets, because obviously when it's about marketing you have to focus on one country or two countries, so you cannot have all of your marketing effort and online advertising to globally, because then you will spend so much money. So we will provide a solution which helps in that field too.
Can't wait to see it. Okay, well listen, fantastic work, good luck with it all, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you again to catch up with you in a little while and see what you're moving at an incredible pace and doing great things for Indie Authors. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to another great session brought to you by the Indie Author Fringe and the Alliance of Independent Authors, Ally. You can find out more about both by visiting Ally's Self-Publishing Advice Centre, www.selfpublishingadvice.org. Now, go write and publish.